first few days have been great. Lived up to expectations and a bit more, really. It was a bit strange at first, but seems to settle in quite nicely now.
And which of the top players in the world have you been practicing with and catching up with and getting little tips off so far?
Well, I played with Matsuyama on Tuesday, which was great. I think he's world number two at the minute. I played with Russell Henley, the sort of back nine. But that's all I've kind of played with, really. The other two rounds, I've just been playing on my own and just kind of doing my own thing. You can soon get caught up in everything. So just trying to stick to what I know and make sure I'm ready for the tournament tomorrow.
Yeah, how do you approach it as a former postie from Dartford to now being amongst the world's best at the Open Golf, one of the biggest competitions in the world? How have you got your head around it all?
Just got to treat it as I treat every other tournament, really. The distractions are a lot bigger. But yeah, you know, all my preparation, I haven't done anything different to what I've done, you know, all year. So it was a bit surreal at first. And, you know, when you're seeing your idols walk past you or having a bit of dinner next year, you have to take a second look sometimes. But all right now.
And of course, you won the European Amateur Championships to get to this stage.
Yes, that was about 3 weeks ago. So it saved me from going qualifying, which is handy. I was supposed to have a 6:30 tea time on the Tuesday after, so that was lovely. But it was great to nick it in the playoff. I was a bit outnumbered by the Italians, but I managed to come out on top.
And what confidence will you take from that going into this week? What are your aims for the week, really? What do you want to achieve?
The silver medal was definitely at the top of the list, and then the highest I can finish in this field, the better for me, better for my profile, and the better chance I'll have when I turn pro in September.
And the silver medal being the prize for the top amateur, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yep.
You're saying about turning pro, will this be one of your last tournaments as an amateur?
Yeah, I've got a few left, which would be nice. I've got English Am and US Am, hopefully the Walker Cup. Selection's kind of going on now, so, that'd be the pinnacle of my amateur career, and then turning pro.
What are you most looking forward to this week about playing at the Open? What's the one thing about it that you're looking forward to experiencing?
Definitely the first tee and the World Cup 18. I've got a lot of supporters coming up, so that'd be a great atmosphere, and it really tests the nerves and my skills. So I'm looking forward to both of them moments.
I've seen a few bits from your dad as well. He certainly seems to be as excited as you, perhaps.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's like a kid in a candy shop. He's loving life. We all are. It's a great family experience.